This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The countdown is underway for the U.S. Food and Drug Administration's anticipated final approval of a coronavirus vaccine developed by U.S. pharmaceutical giant Pfizer and Germany's BioNTech, shown to be 95% effective in preventing COVID-19. The FDA is widely expected to authorize emergency use of the vaccine possibly later Friday or Saturday, after a special panel of the agency voted for its approval Thursday. The U.S. government will immediately ship 6.4 million doses of the vaccine across the country. In other COVID-related news around the world, AstraZeneca says it will clinically trial a vaccine with a mix of its own shot developed with Oxford University and Russia's Sputnik V. Argentina President Alberto Fernandez says he will be injected with Russia's Sputnik V vaccine once it's approved by health officials to dispel fears. President Jair Bolsonaro says Brazil, where deaths and infections are surging, is at the tail end of the pandemic. International aid groups say at least four staff members have been killed in the conflict in Ethiopia's Tigray region. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Danish Refugee Council says its three staffers killed last month had worked as guards at a project site. The council says, sadly, due to the lack of communications and ongoing insecurity in the region, it's not yet been possible to reach their families. Separately, the International Rescue Committee says it was still working to confirm the events that led to the death of our colleague in a refugee camp. The Tigray region remains largely sealed off from the outside world, as worried humanitarian organizations warn of further hardship. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
European Union Chief Ursula von der Leyen told the bloc's leaders Friday there were, quote, low expectations, end quote, a post-Brexit trade deal could be struck with Britain. This according to EU sources and coming just 2 days ahead of a crunch decision on the talks. An EU official said leaders heard the probability of a no deal is higher than of a deal, end quote, in a brief discussion of Brexit at a marathon Brussels summit. Time continues to tick down to a Sunday deadline to make a call on prolonging negotiations or giving up. Legal experts say the Texas lawsuit asking the U.S. Supreme Court to invalidate President-elect Joe Biden's victory stands little chance of success, but that's not stopping many Republicans from lining up behind it. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
106 members of Congress and 17 state attorneys general have signed on to the case. That's roughly one quarter of the U.S. House and attorneys general from a third of all states. The lawsuit repeats false, disproven, and unsubstantiated accusations about the voting in Michigan, Georgia, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, all of which ultimately went for Biden. And it demands that the High Court invalidate the state's 62 total Electoral College votes. That would set aside the votes of millions of people. Officials from the four states call the suit a publicity stunt. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The Polisario Front vowed Friday to press on with its fight for Western Sahara a day after President Donald Trump announced the U.S. would back Moroccan rule over the area. Western Sahara is a disputed and divided former Spanish colony, mostly under Morocco's control, where tensions with the pro-independence Polisario have simmered since the 1970s. The Algerian-backed movement holds a fifth of Western Sahara and has campaigned for a vote on self-determination through decades of war and deadlock. The U.S. decision was, quote, null and void, end quote, emphasizing the international community, quote, does not recognize and will not recognize any Moroccan sovereignty over Western Sahara. The man believed to be behind secretly filmed video that triggered the collapse of Austria's coalition government in 2019 has been arrested in Berlin, German police told AFP Friday. The 40-year-old Austrian national was detained Thursday, a police spokesperson said. The suspect is currently being held in the German capital pending possible extradition to Austria. Hong Kong pro-democracy activist and media tycoon Jimmy Lai has been charged under the city's national security law amid a widening crackdown on dissent, according to local media reports. Lai, who founded the Apple Daily tabloid, was charged on suspicion of colluding with foreign forces and endangering national security, local broadcaster TVB reported Friday. From Washington via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.